You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Now, the Home Affairs Minister, Leon Schreiber, says signalling a shift away from past immigration policies that critics have labelled xenophobic is top of mind. And immediate changes, he said, are going to include a new points-based system for work visas that makes eligibility automatic if you have certain qualifications, and as well as the launch of a remote work visa, both of which he says will be finalised in a matter of days. He joins me on the programme now. Minister, then, can you provide more details on how the system is going to work, how it's going to function, and particularly what qualifications will automatically make people eligible?
Yes, so the timeline is really very, very close now. As we speak, I'm looking at some of the final revisions on the regulations. I must say we've gone through a very thorough and extensive process to ensure that this is a very user-friendly system and that it ensures both that we increase transparency and fight corruption that we have in the case of visa processing, but also that it is user-friendly and actually amounts to a very serious economic reform, because it will enable companies to attract the skills that we need in this economy. So it really, I believe, is a matter of days. And in terms of details, you know, it's going to create a very easily understandable point system that is also going to be transparent. So in other words, when someone adjudicates an application for this visa, there will be a very simple table, a tool that you can use to just say whether someone meets the requirements, yes or no. And it ends up calculating the points for each of the criterion. And then it creates an objective outcome that can be kept as a record so that we can assess whether the visa was correctly granted or not. So, of course, it assists businesses in reducing red tape, but also very important in increasing transparency and battling fraud and corruption in this space.
How difficult has it been, or will it be, to take corruption out of the adjudication mix?
Well, I believe fundamentally that it is through automation that we will be able to do that. I think it's impossible if you continue to use a paper-based manual system that relies on people and that doesn't properly record the motivations or how the adjudication was done in some cases. I don't think you can root it out that way, but you most certainly can through automation and through the use of technology. So the points-based system is one very basic tool that will help us do that. But more than that, it will also be possible if we fully embrace the opportunities of automation. Because, you know, if you look at what you submit as part of applications for a visa, you know, you'll submit standard documents, and machine learning can be able to pick up a fraudulent document much more accurately than people ever could, just as one example. So that is the space that we're moving into. The points-based visa is a start in that process, but it most certainly is not the end. We've got much more to do.
As far as the technological infrastructure is concerned, are you satisfied that you have the backbone, given the less than stellar reputation that Home Affairs has had in the past?
Well, you know, Jeremy, one of the massive problems we face is the fact that we're reliant on CETA, the State Information Technology Agency. So people see Home Affairs and they get upset with Home Affairs when the system is offline, but often it's us waiting for someone else to help us. And so we are busy preparing a very comprehensive strategy that will deal with technology and the constraints we face in order to unlock the possibilities of digital transformation. Because you're absolutely right, it's no use having a good plan for how to take Home Affairs into the 21st century, but then we're roadblocked at every turn. So we are busy working on a plan for how we can overcome that. But then I think most importantly, of course, is if we're able to roll out our vision of providing Home Affairs at home, basically the idea that you can apply from anywhere with an internet connection and get documents and outcomes delivered to you digitally and to your doorstep, then of course we also circumvent the system constraints that physical Home Affairs infrastructure faces, because you'll be using your own internet connection to interact with us.
Do you believe, in respect of what you've just told me, Minister, that your current budget is sufficient to tackle all the difficulties, or are you going to require additional funding from Treasury, given that we are approaching the mini-budget?
Yes, look, our Home Affairs has been systematically underfunded over many years, so there is just simply no doubt that this department, the time has really come to take Home Affairs more seriously, and that is for both economic reasons but also for national security reasons. So there's no doubt that we're making a very strong case with Treasury for additional funding. But I think part of what we're saying is that we're not just going to go walking around with the begging bowl. We have work to do internally to maximize and reprioritize the budget that we do have. We do have an IT budget. We do have things that we can do more efficiently. And certainly, if you look at the audit outcome, for example, I mean, there's money there that we could have been using for digital transformation. And, you know, this is the state in which you find the organization. It's got a qualified audit. It's got these, you know, spending problems. It's got budget misallocation. And that's exactly the work that we're busy doing now, to reallocate, reprioritize. And I do believe if we can liberate some of our own resources internally and use that more efficiently, and if we can get Treasury and the government as a whole to come to the party and say this is an important intervention, that we can find the resources to make this happen.
Minister, you are beyond 100 days now. Are there officials within your department that are hindering progress, or have you found most of them to be supportive of the reforms that you're trying to implement?
I think that there are a lot of people in Home Affairs that are encouraged and excited about this new vision. I think there are a lot of good people who tried for many years to do their best under really horrific circumstances. I mean, I always use the example of putting yourself in someone's shoes behind a service desk, and then you get a client who's been standing in the sun for 6 hours, and then you're the one who tells them the system is offline. I mean, it's not like the department and the way the model it uses has made things easy for staff either, and we must be honest about that. So my commitment to officials has been, let's re-engineer the model itself. Let's look beyond the constraints of the environment that we currently face, with only 40% of the staff required on the model that's built all around bringing people into our offices. Let's rejig the model and say, how do we take our offices out? How do we make it possible for standard services to be rendered in a way that doesn't overburden our staff? And I think that there's been a welcoming of that message, broadly speaking, in the department. I think that there's an excitement in the air as it relates to Home Affairs. And we must now capitalize on that and really bring all ideas to the table. Of course, there will always be people who have other agendas, who are perhaps engaged in nefarious activities, who are threatened by this. But I think at the end of the day, the overwhelming majority of people in South Africa want things to get better. And I think we've outlined a pathway through which Home Affairs can get better. And that is the message that I think people are taking forward.
Leon Schreiber is the Home Affairs Minister. Thank you very much indeed.